Or find us as a download at the iTunes store. That goes for both World Beat Canada and Celt in a Twist. I hope you're keeping your distance, keeping your marbles, and keeping yourself safe. Remember to wash your hands. I will go out with a quote from Jane Goodall. She was recently quoted as saying that she feels that this whole virus may have been caused by a disrespect for animals, and I tend to believe her. She said, certainly, if you look at human behavior around the world, you have to admit that we can be very aggressive.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Thank you. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This is another basement edition of Past Tense being recorded at 3:23 a.m. right now out of my basement. And the last song just played there was Future Interior by Rockets Red Glare off of the Moonlight Desires album. Before that was Four Works of Art by Owls off of their album 2, which came out in 2014 after, it must have been a pretty long hiatus. I know they're pretty recent after Cap'n Jazz. I think they released their first album in 2001. I'll check that now, but I'm not sure what actually prompted those guys to get back together. Because, yeah, it was actually 2001 that they released their first album, Owls, which was a little heavier on the math rock side. It's really weird. I think I the last time that I listened to Owls, or the first time I really got, how do I want to put it? I was listening to my music collection in random order, all shuffled up, and one of the songs off of the album 2 by Owls played, and I honestly thought it was a Caius song that I was listening to. It just sounded like stoner rock to me, and I didn't really know what to make of it, and I thought it was really strange, especially after being used to the first Owls album and how mathy and kind of noodly it was. They did that in the album too, but it just wasn't, it wasn't what I was expecting whatsoever, and I had a totally different impression of the band. I just listened to their album too tonight, and that's what prompted me to put one of the songs on, actually two of the songs. I'm going to play another of theirs later on this hour, but that's what prompted me to put one of their songs in here. And actually, I thought I didn't really like it at first, but I actually really enjoyed the album too, so it's got some high points in there, so glad to play it tonight. And as I mentioned, I'm going to be playing two Owl songs tonight, both off the album too, and in fact, I'm going to be playing two of every artist that I play tonight. So the bands that I'm going to be playing are Owls, Rockets Red Glare, Best Witches, and Art Contest. Art Contest is a band I recently came across, kind of spurred me in my desire to have a math rock episode. And I noticed how much they sounded like another band that I really like called Best Witches. And it's kind of difficult for me, actually, to come up with more music to play alongside them just because the two of them fit together so well. And I guess in that way it was maybe a bit of a cop-out to play two songs of every artist tonight just because I really needed something to fit the sound that was going with Art Contest and Best Witches, and what went best with them happened to be themselves. So that's what I ran with, and I kind of like the idea, running with the idea of symmetry tonight. Just finished up a research project that had a lot to do with the symmetry of some mathematical functions, so that was pretty interesting, and I'm glad I've got that report out of the way, because now it leaves me time to record this episode. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to be playing some Best Witches this hour. Next song coming up is by them. It's a song called Me and Hawkins, and it's one I really enjoy, so hope you enjoy it too.
Thank you.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is Past Tense. The song that just played there was one called Jungle Book by Art Contest. And before that, a song I mentioned earlier called Me and Hawkins by Best Witches. That Art Contest song, off the album of theirs called Math Major, and that's an album that I recently came across, actually when I was looking for a song from a totally different band. Actually, not totally different. I was looking for a song from the band Wicked Farleys, and I happened across a review of Art Contest. Well, rather their Math Major album. And the reviewer happened to relate the two, said that they sounded similar, that they were getting, they sounded very much like Wicked Farleys to them. I don't really get that so much. There's something really different about Wicked Farleys compared to Art Contest for me, and I'd say the better match out of the music that I listen to would probably be Best Witches in terms of the mathy, Midwest emo-y kind of sound that they've got going on there. Not entirely sure what to call it. I feel like I got to improve my language when it comes to describing things genre-wise. I don't know if I have the right vocabulary for it yet, or robust enough vocabulary, rather. So maybe I got to work on that. Maybe figuring out these relationships between the sounds of different bands is kind of what brings you to that kind of place, of being able to describe music in that way. But anyway, that's how I came across that album, that Math Major album. And I hadn't really paid attention to the album name. I just found the album, downloaded it, and hadn't really thought about it much. I think I got it off of their Bandcamp. But anyway, thinking about the name Math Major now, and it being a math rock album, one thing that I like to do is listen to math rock when I'm... Well, there are a few math rock albums I like to listen to while I was doing actual math, because not quite a math major, but a physics major is what I have been up to until this point in time. I guess at this point, I'm pretty much done my degree. I've got one more exam to go that I have postponed, and after that, ideally, provided I pass, I should be out of the system, should be done and graduated with a degree under my belt. So I don't know if I can say I'm excited about that. It's a weird feeling. I'm not sure what I'll be doing come the fall. Probably not much. So it's going to be an interesting period of time for me. And it's kind of weird walking away from something like this, finally finished and wrapping it up in a weird lull that came on due to the pandemic here. So it's a bit of a strange time, and maybe it's suitable for me to be listening to math rock. And I think I mentioned it before that the fact that I'm doubling down on all the bands that I'm playing tonight, and that there's a weird symmetry thing going on in that way. And it so happens that the research that I was doing this year as part of my honors thesis entirely had to do with symmetry patterns. So pretty much the different ways you can split up a bunch of objects into a system and look for ways that you can interchange them without changing the system. So kind of a weird thing to describe now that I'm trying to put it into words out loud. It seemed a lot easier to describe when I was doing it in terms of mathematical functions, but I guess that's a different problem entirely. So I finally finished that up, and that was probably the most fun that I had with my classes this year, is that research project. So I gotta say that was really interesting, and I felt like I developed a lot and learned a lot from that project, so I'm really excited about it, and I'm glad that I was able to wrap it up in a timely manner tonight. Anyway, we're gonna be carrying on to the second half hour. There's gonna be more of Owls coming up after the brief break here.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
This must be how everyone feels. This must be at least.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. The song that just played there was Bloomfield by Rockets Red Glare. And before that, a song, This Must Be How by Owls. Noticing now, both of the Owls songs that I played ended in ellipses. And now I'm wondering if every single song off of the album, too, ends in ellipses. And they don't, so it's just those two songs that I picked. No, sorry, actually I was wrong. I was looking at their first album. Every single song off of their album, too, ends in ellipses. So, just picking up on that now. So, I guess I could all listen to that album again, pay better attention to that. There's definitely something different about it when I listen to it tonight. Some things that I hadn't picked up on before, so happy to be playing it. I've noticed with a few other albums that it's the second time around, or the time that I listen to it without really thinking about it, that a lot of things become apparent, and I find that I really like the album, or that it's not as bad as I had originally thought, or not as different as I originally thought. I guess going into an album with expectations of a band's earlier work can sometimes be disastrous. I know that's led me down a certain line of thinking sometimes with albums. I'm going in with preconceived notions of what I want it to sound like, and I guess it's just a way to kind of gear yourself up to be disappointed. Anyway, the song that's going to be coming up next is one from Best Witches, Happy Guy. I was listening to the album that's off of recently, and that one kind of just hit me. When I was listening to it, listened to it a few times after I took a look at the lyrics there. So, I don't know, I don't think the right word is moving, but there's something about it that kind of touched me in a way. Or that I related to about the song, something like that. Anyway, like I said, song coming up is Happy Guy by Best Witches. This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari. This show is past tense. Getting down to, this is the end here, I guess. Last song that played there was Bedtime by Art Contest. Before that, a song called Happy Guy by Best Witches. And I think it's pretty fitting for me, leaving it off on a song called Bedtime, because it is definitely getting pretty late at the time that I am recording this. It is 4:02 a.m., and pretty soon it is going to be my bedtime. Anyway, I had a good time putting together the songs for the show tonight, trying to figure out what was going to sound good together, and was happy to get the math rock idea out of my system, and to find some music that really fit that that sound, and especially happy to be playing Art Contest and Best Witches, especially because they fit together so well, and I thought they were pretty suitable for the genre-specific theme I was going for tonight. And, yeah, I don't know. I had a lot of fun. When I record these things, often I listen to the songs in advance and then just throw them in and start recording my part. But tonight I sat through a couple of the songs in the middle of recording.